case number 9596, Anna C. Wade, south of Route 54, south of Grant Avenue, being lot 30, block 6, within Cape Windsor development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Deborah Rokicki, 993 Wrestling Oaks, Millersville, Maryland, 21108.
Linda Nielsen, P.O. Box 607, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Do you swear testimony about to give short break original?
Yes.
Would you two both repeat your names and spell them for the, so we can get them on the record, please?
Deborah Rokicki, R-O-K-I-C-K-I.
R-O-K-I-C-K-I.
And Linda Nielsen, N-I-E-L-S-E-N.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Well, good evening.
Good evening. We're here this evening to seek a side yard setback for the Wades. They like to construct a 23 by 24 attached garage in their lot in Cape Windsor.
Mm-hmm.
We were here back in December and January, and we got a variance for the modular home, a 26 by 52. Which we were granted, and they're seeking the variance to add an attached garage with a 6-foot side setback.
Okay. I think I kind of remember this. There were several surveys attached to the application. Some had the garage on it and some didn't.
That's correct.
And,
yes.
And it really wasn't the subject of any discussion, so when the final decisions were made, there was really no reference to the garage.
Correct.
So we decided a separate application was going to be necessary for that.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Right. Are the air conditioning units approved?
No, we're also here for that.
The inspector was out there, and you know they encroach into that setback more than would leave us on the side where it's already had the variance.
The 5-foot setback.
Where they had the variance, so we added on to this application because it's going to need it. And the drawing I had on the wrong side, so it goes on the other side.
Yeah, Mr. See, you told me on that one.
Yeah.
That was coming next.
Yes, that's
so on the other side. Okay.
I have a picture of it.
Okay. I'll pass that down. So the AC units needed. Go in there, unfortunately.
I was down to Cape Windsor today for about 2 hours taking pictures of the homes that had new homes, older homes with the trash cans and oil tanks and air conditioning units almost stuck right up to the line. And
fences as well.
And I went to Eckerd's in Millsboro to get the film developed, and their machine broke down. So I left early from work, and I went over to Rite Aid. Rite Aid lost my film, and they gave me a letter saying that they lost it. I was so upset. But it's very, very tight quarters down there. And if you would know this lot, the one lot, the full length of the house is on Assawoman Bay. And then the short corner is also on Assawoman Bay. Mm-hmm. They're going to put a garage on the street side. So the only reasonable place to put it is on the short side or the dead side.
Right. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing done, I'll entertain a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 9596. As it would be a lesser variance than we gave them for the house. And it certainly won't change the character of the neighborhood. And it's the last house which doesn't affect anyone else.
And do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe with a second by Mr. Workman That we approve case number 9596. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
For both the air conditioning and the garage. Yeah. Thank you.